Today, the Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate fell to 4.9% in October, improving slightly over September, and the economy added 161,000 jobs. Mike Regan is columnist at Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So it's obviously always good to add jobs, which we did, and it's good to see the unemployment rate go down, which it did. But how good is this report?
I would describe it as about as good as you can expect at this point in the economic cycle. That main headline number of 161,000 jobs, it was about 12,000 jobs short of what the consensus estimate from economists was. But the revisions to September and August added more, about 44,000 jobs, more than previously reported. So that more than makes up for that miss. And one interesting factoid I saw is that among the unemployed, the share of people leaving jobs voluntarily jumped to 12%, which is the highest since before the financial crisis began. And that sort of shows you that people have enough confidence in the job market to quit their job and go look for a new one.
So when we look at where those 161,000 jobs were, what sectors are they in?
Yeah, that's another pretty positive takeaway from this report, is that the growth was in pretty well-paying sectors. Healthcare, for example, added about 31,000 jobs. And professional and business services, which is a broad category, they continued a trend of very good growth with 43,000 jobs added. Even the financial sector continued to add jobs, about 14,000 jobs there. So pretty well-paying jobs helped to boost the growth.
What happened with wages overall? That's another thing that we find out in these monthly surveys.
Yeah, and they were stronger than expected. Year over year, wages were up 2.8%, and that's the best increase since 2009. And it really suggests that the job market is getting strong enough to provide a better boost to wages, which have been kind of anemic throughout this economic recovery. It's something a lot of people have been worried about.
So obviously, this comes just a few days before the election, and we could talk all day about what kind of impact this might have and how this makes people feel about the economy in the United States under President Obama. But we also know that the Federal Reserve watches this number very closely. What might they do?
Well, it definitely reinforces this sort of consensus idea that a rate increase in December is getting to be a pretty high probability. The wild card, obviously, is the financial markets, the stock and bond markets. And they've become very jittery over the last week because of increased uncertainty in the election as the poll numbers really tighten considerably. So a big freak out in the markets with a lot of selling of stocks would be possibly the one thing that could push a rate increase off into the future.
So if the market starts falling, then the Fed would say, no, in fact, we're going to wait even longer.
I think that's a possibility, yeah. And I think a lot of people believe that's what caused them to wait over the summer when the Brexit vote in Great Britain really roiled markets. They don't want to add to the fuel to the fire. If markets are very jittery, the belief is that a rate increase could exacerbate things. So they might wait until things calm down. But that's only if there's big surprises in the election and markets really freak out over it.
That's Mike Regan, columnist at Bloomberg Gadfly, with the latest on the jobs report. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.